Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Muslim and Christian friends, to our program. We ended last program by talking about the miracles of Jesus, which proves that he is the Messiah. And Al-Baydawi, one of the greatest Muslim scholars, theologians, his books in almost every mosque in the world, stated, I was reading one of his commentary, that God made Jesus' miracles the evidence of his preferment above all the prophets, because they are clear signs and great miracles. Together, those miracles were not performed by anyone else. According to the Quran, Jesus declares that he creates life, heals the blind, heals the lepers, and even raises people from the dead. I don't want to take time and mention to you all the references of Al-Baydawi's statements, because you can contact me and I can tell you how to find these references. But for now, I want you to know that Jesus alone displayed the great power of God. The gospel tells of the great multitude of people who had come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their diseases. Let me read to you this passage from the gospel according to Luke chapter 6, verses 17 to 19. And I am reading from the Bible. He, Jesus, went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them. Did you hear that? Power was coming from him and healing them. It is nothing less than the power of God. Now, it is surprising and no doubt disappointing to many Muslim scholars that the Quran nowhere states that Muhammad performed any miracle or sign. In fact, Surah 28, verse 48 addresses this absence, stating, "But now, when the truth has come to the Jews from ourselves, they say, why are not signs sent to Muhammad like those which were sent to Moses?" The Quran records that many people did not believe in Muhammad because he did not perform any miracles. And in my study of the Quran, you can also read Surah 20, verse 133, and Surah 29, verse 50. Very clear fact in the Quran. Now, Jesus alone possesses the great power of God, my Muslim friend. And Jesus alone is able to heal spiritually and physically sick people like you and me. He can heal anybody who believe in him. perhaps you are feeling restless because of negative circumstances that you are going through in your life. Perhaps you need healing or rest. I have to tell you about that wonderful promise that impacted my wife deeply and impacted me throughout my life. Jesus promised, my Muslim friend and my precious audience, come to me. I am quoting the words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Read this promise, please, in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus is giving invitation to all those who are burdened. Maybe you are burdened under the weight of performing religious duties and ceremonial laws and legalism and traditions, and you feel that you are falling short of keeping the rituals. Believe me, my friend, Jesus can give you rest and can make you feel inside that you are forgiven and you are righteous. Jesus also inviting the poor who are struggling in life. Jesus can give you rest, and the people who are lost in sin and suffering because of their wrongdoing and burdened because their conscience blame them because they are not doing things according to God's will. They are doing things against God's will, and they are not comfortable, and they are slaves to sin. Jesus can give you rest if you are one of those people. Christ inviting all these people to come to him, to believe in him and trust him alone, that he can give you rest because he is your savior. Also, if you are tired from the responsibilities of life and burdened with cares, exhausted just from living, Jesus promised to give you rest. Okay, now we are getting into a totally different topic. So we finish the Messiah now. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. In the Quran, Jesus is called His Word, Kalimatuhu, which means the Word of God. Kalimatuhu in Arabic. You can read this very clearly in Surah 4, verse 171. It states, Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah and His Word. Wow! This is so deep, and of course we'll talk about it a little bit now and the more next program. The Quran records that the angel said to Mary, Allah gives thee glad tidings of a word from Him. His name will be Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary. Surah 3, verse 45. My dear audience, note that this word that God gave to Mary was not a mere expression. It was the very person of Jesus Christ. To be continued. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that you gave us enough information to understand who Jesus is. God, we are grateful to you because you open our eyes and hearts to believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. My dear audience, it's a good day to tell God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus. It's a good day to tell God, I believe in Jesus, that He died for my sins, and He is my Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. It's a good time to tell Jesus, Jesus, I come to you right now. Give me rest. I am tired. I am tired of life. I am tired of myself. I am tired of people. I am tired of circumstances. I need you, Jesus, to give me rest. I open my heart to you and I repent of my sins. I don't want to live against God's will anymore. God, we pray, me and the rest of my audience, that you will use us, God, to help multitudes of Muslims, enjoy your love and your salvation and spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, at least a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's love with you, God's grace and peace. Salam, peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.